By the Bootstraps, episode 20, A Peek into My Brain. Hello, everyone. Welcome again to By the Bootstraps, a chronicle of my journey into podcasting. This is Dave Lee, your host, and today is Saturday, and I'm not on my normal morning schedule, so thanks for bearing with me with this late episode. Today, I thought I'd give you a little peek into my brain by telling you about the five daily podcasts I listen to, and by daily, I mean shows that come out 5 to 7 days a week, so they really are part of my daily routine, part of my life. And as I say, it's a peek into my thought processes and the kinds of things I'm thinking about these days. And so without any further ado, they are, first, The Cyberwire. The Cyberwire is a cybersecurity podcast that I listen to relevant to my day job. It's out of Baltimore, Maryland, and they cover issues like malware discoveries and vulnerabilities that have been found in various software and hardware and systems, social engineering approaches that have been taken by the bad guys, and lots of other related issues. I enjoy listening to this show because these topics really interest me and it's very relevant to what I do every day. So, again, that's called The Cyberwire. The second daily show that I listen to is The Rachel Maddow Show. Most people probably don't think of that as a podcast, but you might have heard of Rachel Maddow. And the podcast is just the audio of her MSNBC TV show. But I'm a cord cutter, and I don't get MSNBC, so it gives me a good way to hook into what she's putting out every day. So, The Rachel Maddow Show. The third one is called Ask Pat, and this is Pat Flynn's podcast about internet marketing, podcasting, building an audience, all those sorts of issues, and it's framed around questions that people send in on his website. And you might have heard of Pat Flynn. He's one of the superstars of podcasting and very easy to listen to and fun to listen to podcast. Again, it's called Ask Pat. By the way, he's hitting episode 1,000, I think, on Monday. So that's kind of a cool thing and something that we can all aim toward. So the next one is called Side Hustle School. I talked about this show in episode 17. This is Chris Guillebeau's podcast spotlighting businesses people have started while also working day jobs. And it's very fun to listen to and interesting to hear about all these different models that people are pursuing. And again, that's called Side Hustle School. The last one, the fifth one, is called Work on Your Game. This show features a guy named Dre Baldwin. He's a former pro basketball player who talks about issues like mindset and discipline and mental toughness. And it may sound like this show is all about sports, but it isn't really specifically about sports, although he often uses sports metaphors and anecdotes. The show is really about succeeding in life and in school, in business, in the job world, in whatever you may decide to do. And it has kind of a hip-hop style to it, which, if you know me, that's not really my idiom exactly, but I really enjoy the different spin he puts on. In many cases, a lot of the same kinds of topics that Pat Flynn and Chris Guillebeau talk about. So, again, that one's called Work on Your Game. And there's one other daily podcast, which I almost forgot to put on my list because I think the daily schedule is only temporary during NAPOD POMO. And you probably know what I'm going to say if you've been listening, because I've mentioned Rebecca Smith's question of the day several times already. But it's been a really amusing show for me, and sometimes really poignant to hear these old tapes of various hijinks with her family and friends. And then it turned to some old conversations about politics, which is really something that I'm very interested in. And the tapes that she's played on her show involving politics, I think, mainly came from the presidential primary season in 2004. And again, it's been fascinating to hear these snapshots of that time. And on a personal level, I've been just really delighted to hear some old tapes of friends of mine, people who I don't think I knew at the time, but now they're some of my best friends in the political world. And that just makes it really fun. And you never know what's coming next on Rebecca's show. So, and Rebecca gave me a really nice shout out on the show yesterday. And by the way, if that's how you've discovered By the Bootstraps, welcome to my show. I will say, I hope this doesn't spoil anything, but I think we're going to see some more crossover between By the Bootstraps and Question of the Day. So stay tuned to both shows. That said, you can always send me feedback at dave.lee@northstarter.com, or tweet me at This is Dave Lee. And thank you so much for listening to By the Bootstraps, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.